WWA, mobile.
Steve, MD7J.
Boy, you're coming in real clear. You must be in a good spot.
I am any other day of the week.
Good propagation today, because you're coming into the repeater really nice, full quiet. So what's going on, big guy? Anything good?
No, nothing good. I cut my 7-day vacation short to 1 day, unfortunately, and spent Wednesday flying to Florida and Thursday flying home. But our pets are, didn't do as described. We'll leave it at that.
Well, goodness. You know, it's tough to count on anybody these days, I tell you. Well, guess what I picked up?
Oh, God only knows.
TA-33 work with the 40-meter add-on.
Like, I know Mosley makes beams. I didn't know they had a 10 through 40.
Add on the 40-meter, it becomes a rotational dipole. But all the other bands, like 20, 17, 15, 12, and 10, are beams.
Well, how many elements is on this?
Four elements with eight traps.
Okay, yep, I know which beam that is. I put one together for somebody, and then there's a 40-meter add-on, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I put one of those together for a guy a while ago, but yeah, I'm familiar with that beam.
Well, tell me, it performed fantastically, correct?
It's no step IR, I don't think it's as good as a log periodic because of the traps and stuff, but it's a very good beam and functions very well. What are you going to do, put that below your rotatable dipole?
Well, actually, what I'm going to do is I picked up a FT-736R 2-meter 440 radio that is set up to do satellite, and I got a Yaesu 5400 rotator that also does elevation, and I got this Mosley and a 2-meter beam, a 440 beam, and I also got 50 foot of Ron 25. Fix it all up at the same time for $500.
Sounds like a good deal, for sure. So, are you planning on putting a second tower up then?
Yeah, you know my man cave. I'm gonna put a tower down there so that I can. I spent a lot of time down there, so I'm gonna use that tower down there, and I'm gonna tilt it. It's 50 foot. I'm gonna tilt it. But I'm also going to guy it, because I don't think Ron 25 with a, I'm going to move my Cushcraft D4 down there, and I'm going to put the Mosley up at my main shack.
I gotcha. Yeah, you have to guy that 50 foot of Ron for sure, there's no question about that. Especially if you're going to have a beam or a couple of beams, that kind of stuff up there. I guide 30 feet of Ron 25. Probably could have got away with not doing it, but you definitely want to put guys on 50 foot.
Since I'm going to be tilting it.
I don't think tilting it has any real bearing on it, but once you get beyond about 30 foot, you need to put guys, probably need to have two sets of guys on it, to tell you the truth. And if you want to do it right, you can get away with one set, I guess, all the way at the top. But, I don't know, my Ron 25, my 60-footers guide at 30 and at 60. And I think I would probably lean towards putting a set of guys at 30 and a set of guys at 50, just to be on the safe side. But, I mean, you don't have to.
Now that you mention it, I'll probably put it at the top and at 25. That'll split it in half. So, and it's not that much more aggravation to do it if you're going to do it. So, anyhow, that's what I'm up to. Now, I don't think I'm going to hang on to the 2-meter or the 440 beam. So, if you know anybody interested in a 2-meter or a 440 beam, let me know. And let's see. I may actually let that 736R go because I'm just not interested in doing satellite.
Two things on your guy wires. It's really not that much more money. If you go through MilSpec, you can give me a call on the phone. You can get the stuff very, very reasonably. You tell them how high, what you're doing. They'll cut the cables, send you the turnbuckles, everything you need for pretty cheap, not a bad price. How much you want for the 2-meter beam?
I don't know. Give me $50. Is that too much?
Sold. Consider it sold.
Well, you've helped me out, and you've done me several favors. That's why I named it off so low. You got it, Bubba. It's all yours. How about the 440? You want it?
I will not take that because I'm not going to use it. I mean, even if he was to give it to me, I don't want to buy it. And even if he was to give it to me for free, I don't want to take something that I'm not going to use. There is somebody out there that will take it, that will use it. If I take it, it will most likely sit, you know, with the rest of my beams that are not being used. And I just feel it's probably better to find somebody that actually wants it and will use it. So I'll pass on that, but I will definitely take or buy, whichever. I'm not too worried. The 2-meter for sure.
Okay. Well, how would you like a Yaesu FT5400 rotator with elevation?
Now that I would definitely be interested in.
In excellent shape, no cables. Make me an offer.
Research, but we'll come to an agreement on a price, but consider that sold as well.
Okay, you got it, boss. They sell for about $750 new.
All right, let me do a little bit of research and we'll see what we can come up with.
Well, good. Been a good morning for both of us there, guy.
I'm heading over to the Home Depot here to I need one little O-ring that I misplaced last year when I shut the pool down, and I'm probably going to have to buy a whole union at the cost of $20 for a 32-cent O-ring, but got to do what I got to do, I suppose.
Well, before you go spending $20, you've got a Harbor Freight close by, don't you?
Negative.
Oh, man. Well, okay. How big an O-ring is it you need? 2-inch?
Well, it's on an inch-and-a-half union. And whatever goes inside the inch and a half union, so I'm not really sure. It's probably a specific size that they make, so you can't go buy it and replace it, you know, like a normal every day. They probably do it on purpose, so you got to buy the whole darn thing.
Shaped O-ring instead of just a round O-ring.
No, it's round, but I tell you the truth, Steve, I don't know what the size is, and I kind of need the O-ring today. So I can get the tanker in to fill up the pool and get it started.
Okay. Well, that's a shame, because I'll tell you, you walk into Harbor Freight, and they've got a box in there that is absolutely full of O-rings, everything from quarter inch all the way out to 2-inch, and every kind of size in between, and it's not the $499.
Something new here by my house. I'm not sure if it's a Harbor Freight or something. It's a past Home Depot. I may just take a ride up there now that you mentioned that. But the problem is I don't really know the exact measurement of it, so I probably have to grab several. Or I can go into Home Depot and maybe open up a union, measure it, and then go to Harbor Freight.
Boss, you know, for $20, it might be worth it. So, anyhow, cool beans. So, when's the pool going to be open? I'll be up.
To the power lines.
So, when's the pool going to be open?
Well, if I can get it all hooked up, which all I got to do is put the union together with the O-ring, and it's pretty much ready to go, I got to get the tanker to come and top off me the water, and then pretty much dump chlorine in it and do some vacuuming, and it will be open. It won't be real warm, but I got to get it nice and clear. Once I get it filled and clear, then I'll turn on the heater. So I'm actually hoping to have it open when my wife comes home next week, because we have the company that was on the way to Florida several groups stopping on the way home, and I'd like to have the pool open when they come. And I've got about 20 pounds of brisket I'm going to cook up that day as well.
You got to have the brisket done at least 12 hours before you serve it, okay? So I'll be on up. You let me know what time, and I'll be on up, and I'll sample the brisket for you to make sure it's okay, and I'll try out the pool and make sure it's up to temperature for you, okay?
I'll just say okay, but if we'll be having, my brisket has already been tried, trued, and tested several times up at Nancy Mountain, and I'm probably going to cook another one for Nancy Mountain. I'm in the Home Depot parking lot, Steve. Maybe I'll give you a call on the phone in a little bit or something. You have a good one for the time anyway. If you're around, I'll sign back on in about 15 minutes. ND7J.
Roger, 73, KN4VWA. I'll try to be listening for you, bud. Get her done, son. KN4VWA, clear.
Roger, BWA, K4OIM.
Hey, what's up, Walt? KN4VWA.
Up to you and Ariel there. It seems like you run into a deal like I did this week.
Yeah, I did pretty good. Matter of fact, you need a 440 beam, don't you?
But I'd like to have that 2-meter beam. I ain't even got a 440 radio, except this little TYT handheld.
I tell you what, we can remedy that too there, Walt. I'm thinking I'm going to let that 736 go, because I'll never do satellite.
I've got an Alliance horizontal rotator here that is like brand new. I don't have a control box. And I don't know anybody that does satellites, or I'd give the thing to them, Steve, K4OIM for ID.
See, to do satellites, you got to be able to track it and do elevation as you do rotation or azimuth. You got to do the elevation and the azimuth at the same time.
Any interested in satellite? I don't even do any digital, but, I ran into a lady that she was a ham and her husband was a ham, and he's been dead about a year and a half. And I went way back up in the mountains. And I bought an old Lafayette HA600 radio that was when I first got interested in ham radio about 14 years, about 14 years old. I saw that thing in a Lafayette catalog, and man, I wanted that, but that's way out of my reach. And she had one that was like brand new. And then she had a HA63 Lafayette receiver. I got both of those, the MFJ962T antenna tuner that'll go up to legal limit. I got it at a Pyramid Phase 3 20 amp power supply. I've got a 12 socket MFJ power strip with the power poles on it. All of them fused. She gave me a box of coax jumpers. And, God, it looks like her husband bought Radio Shack out when they went out of business. And she made a price on it. I went to pay her. My daughter was with me. She said, Daddy, you can't do that woman that way. And she handed her $100 more, and the lady wouldn't take it. She said, if he don't buy it, somebody else will get it. Oh, and I got a Ken Pro KK70 straight key. It's chrome on a marble base with the dust cover and all. I would have paid what she wanted for all of the stuff just for this straight cheese, Steve.
KN4VWA. Yeah, well, shoot. Well, we bumped it all right, but the main thing I was after was that tower and the Mosley. So, I tell you what. I did get a MFJ 40, 35 regulated power supply into that stuff, too.
Right, too. She's got, about 12 more of those great big totes full of radio equipment sitting there, and her daughter left yesterday going to Europe on holiday for a month, and she says when she got back, she'd go through that other stuff and give me a call, but she said she sold 80 foot of front tower at a 40 meter beam, a 2 meter beam, and a Mosley tri-bander, sold all of that to this guy. Oh, it was a tilt-over tower. Sold it all for $100.
She done made money, and she's going to...
Wow. Well, goodness, well, she's just clearing him out then.
Cleaning the shack out. They had a 20 by 30 shack, a nice building. She said she was getting everything out of there that reminded her of her husband, and she's going to use it for an art studio now.
About that. Well, you just gave my wife ideas. She's sitting here listening to all this. Oh, man, I tell you what, I may croak off here next week.
Yeah, you're too tall and handy. I ain't getting rid of you.
Well, at least I'm handy then. I tell you what. If you run into anybody interested in a real good FT-736R 2-meter 440 base, let me know. Phone number. Are you interested in it or is somebody else?
It'd be my FT-221R 2-meter base. I had it on. I wouldn't transmit, but I just had it on, and I got on my HF rig, and somebody on 40 meters said 6 meters open, and I went down up to 6 meters and tuned my radio up for 6 meters and started calling CQ, and every time I keyed the mic up, my 2-meter bass would key up. And I said, what the heck? And I reached over and cut the 2-meter off. And I went ahead and got on 6 meters. I never did get a hold of anybody. But when that night at the net, it was Tuesday night, my turn to call the net. I turned it on and the thing won't key up. You can hear the relays click in it, but it won't transmit. I believe they got RF in it, and I might have burnt the panels out, but I might be interested in another base.
I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and give you a phone number to call. Call me right now, okay?
I found the pen. 864?
KN4VWA, KN4OIM,
I'll be clear.
KN4VWA, clear.